Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yay, it's Friday.
Yes.
That's the good news.
Finally.
Meanwhile, this impeachment thing is, it's not even a real impeachment. It's a fake impeachment.
Right.
With fake accusers. Okay, we now have, this is new in American history. We've never seen this before. Impeachment by anonymous Dear Sir letter. That's where we are.
Yeah.
This is so absurd, and you can see the degree to which this has crumbled. I mean, I am amazed that this isn't over. I don't know why we are still even talking about this. It has been completely, totally, and thoroughly debunked, but still it rolls on as if there was something here. I mean, there isn't any part of this that hasn't been debunked. We were talking about this yesterday, Lee, that the president of the Ukraine comes out. He says there's no quid pro quo.
Yeah.
That was last week.
Right.
There was none at all. Didn't even know about the money when I had the conversation with Trump. Okay, so that didn't work. No one believed him. So he came, well, no one in the media anyway. So he came back out again this week, said, okay, let me speak slowly so you can understand. He didn't actually say that. There was no bribery. No bribery. There was none. There was no bribery. None whatsoever. Didn't happen. Never felt pressured. So the Ukraine president says blackmail didn't happen. I'd know. The U.S.-Ukraine ambassador who handled all negotiations with Ukraine said blackmail didn't happen. I was in charge of negotiations. I would know. There's no blackmail or quid pro quo in the call transcript. All the Democrats have is a whistleblower who says he wasn't there but heard it secondhand. And they're like, impeach! And I said yesterday, this would be like the Greenville police having it out for a particular suspect. They just don't like him politically. And going to a bank and saying, hey, you know, we're about to indict the guy who robbed the bank here. And the bank manager says, well, we didn't get robbed. And the police said, oh, yes, you did. And the bank says, no, manager says, no, all the money's right here. We're fine. Why would you indict someone? There hasn't been a crime. And the police go, no. We heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend that this bank was robbed. And the manager's like, well, you know, I can show you the video here. You know, you want to go back however many weeks? We were not robbed. No, you were. And we're going to get to the bottom of it. I mean, this is how stupid this is. Yeah. And then we find out this wisdom. I got to tell you what, these inspector generals are really scary. I mean, these are some scary dudes. Changing the whistleblower form,
yeah.
Backdating it, and then when he goes behind closed doors with Congress, they grill him on it. Michael Atkinson, he refuses to explain how he backdated it to August when he changed it in September. Why'd you do that, sir? Looks a little bit sketchy there. Looks a little dishonest. Won't even answer Congress's questions about it.
Oh, that's obstruction then, isn't it?
Well, no, that obstruction is patriotic when the Democrats do
right,
it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Yes, that's exactly how it is. So now we find out Michael Atkinson, the Intelligence Community Inspector General, was at least slightly honest with Congress when he told Congress that the whistleblower, the first one, had a professional tie to a 2020 presidential candidate. And when I saw that, I went, oh, it's totally Biden. Well, we just found out it's Biden.
Biden, yeah.
Good God. Okay, an anonymous whistleblower can make up a hearsay complaint that is then debunked by the call transcript and the president of Ukraine and our ambassador to Ukraine as being fake. There was no quid pro quo. There was no blackmail. There was nothing. And it doesn't matter.
Nope.
There's literally nothing here. There's nothing. Honest God, I have no idea why we're still talking about this or why this is still going on. Now the clown show has spun completely out of control. Because now the fake whistleblower's lawyers are saying he's not going to testify. He only wants to respond in writing to questions of his choosing. I'm sorry, why doesn't Edward Snowden get this deal?
Really?
Why is he hanging out in Russia? I'm just curious. I mean, look at this. If you blow the whistle on a Republican, even if you make stuff up. Oh, by the way, and the whistleblower, as we know, lied on a form. He said he had direct knowledge. Check the box.
Wrong.
Okay, and he's treated like absolute royalty, protected to the nth degree. Edward Snowden is hiding in Russia. And Edward Snowden blew the whistle, you won't forget, on the same one of the same three people under investigation by Bill Barr, James Clapper, our director of national intelligence. And the reason he blew the whistle was because Clapper went before Congress under oath and lied about spying on the American people illegally. Us? No, we're not doing that. He was under oath. And because of Snowden, we now know he was illegally spying on the American people. They were spying, and he knew about it. The spying was illegal, and so was the lying under oath. So Snowden, right, we're having ticker tape parades for him, huh? We're going to protect him. Gets protection, only has to answer questions he wants. No, he's hiding in Russia. Why? He's a real whistleblower. These people are fake. This is ridiculous. Okay, so the whistleblower is a registered Democrat, has professional ties to Biden. Washington Examiner this morning says it appears he traveled to Ukraine with Biden. That's awfully cozy. And now he, after lying on his whistleblower form, is decided he will only answer the questions in writing that he wants to answer. And Trump better answer for this. No wonder they can't put this thing. They cannot put this thing on television. They cannot. It won't last 15 minutes. The Republicans will tear it to pieces. What's it going to take for this to end?
It's going to take, I think it's going to take a Democrat administration for them to defeat Trump. That's the only way it's going to end, which will not be good for this country.
I guess not. And all I want is the dang server. I want the DNC server. That's what I want. I want to get a hold of the DNC server. The last thing anybody in high-ranking law enforcement wants to get in.
Was it CrowdStrike?
It was CrowdStrike, and they apparently have managed to move the DNC server to Ukraine. I got to wonder, that is major evidence in what is supposedly one of the most important hackings in the United States of America that nobody ever wanted to see, examine, or lay a hand on.
Yeah.
How the heck did it get out of the country? I mean, that ought to be in an evidence locker somewhere, don't you think, if anything is?
Really?
I just pick it up and walk off with it. Nah, that, the thing with the record or not of the Russian hacking, we don't need that. Go ahead, take it to Ukraine. Have fun. We have the word of the DNC, and that for the FBI is enough. Can you imagine what it would be like? I mean, if I were Trump, I would have to have like counseling to manage my rage. Honestly, because this entire thing, this whole investigation is based on the word of the DNC.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this should be like, again, the Greenville News showing up on your door to investigate you for bank robbery, which you knew you didn't do. You'd remember if you did that. And you demand to see, where's the proof? Where's the proof I robbed the bank? Where's the video? Where are the witnesses? Where's the testimony? Well, we don't have that. Some people who don't like you, though, say it happened. Well, can you show me the witness, can you show me the evidence? Well, no, we don't have any. They just say you did it. Like, so there's no evidence. Nobody saw me. No, they just say you did it. Awesome. And so we have all of these people from Manafort to Roger Stone who literally have been bankrupted with legal bills, defending themselves criminally on the word of the DNC, which has never provided even the raw report to the FBI. They've never seen the server.
And of course, the things that they've been convicted of are on the edges of all this. It had nothing to do with Trump. It had nothing to do with the investigation.
No, but the investigations into them were predicated on this whole thing. Which, by the way, I mean, if this thing goes down, I mean, if we find out someday the truth, that the truth is at a minimum they cannot prove and have no idea if Russians hacked the server, or even if the server was hacked, they have no idea. I mean, wow, the basis for all those investigations, I mean, that all of it, the lie is so massive at this point. And again, you can figure that out with open source information. You don't even need a declassified anything to do it. But so Joe Biden's buds now are blowing the whistle on Trump anonymously. No cross-examination. Yep. Nothing. It's our job to take their word for it.
Friends of Joe.
Where are we? Friends of Joe. You better not make a friend of Joe mad. By the way, you know what's really scary here overall? We have established, this is a new rule. This will not go away either. If a Democrat, Lee, is running for office, he or she cannot be investigated by law enforcement for for any crimes that should come up or even asked about them. That, of course, does not apply to a Republican running for office.
Because Republicans that are running for office can be investigated by the current administration.
Right. Sure. Why not? But Democrats, no, you have to wait till after they're elected to go after them. And well, maybe not even then.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And Speaker Pelosi has said, we're not going to do this the way we've always done an impeachment inquiry. We're not going to have the hearings that we had and the procedures that we had for Clinton or for Nixon. We're going to do this in behind closed doors, away from the view of the American people, which is un-American. It's not what we are about. It's not due process. And so that's the way they only feel like they can move it. But I think in the end of the result, it's going to backfire on them because the American people are not going to stand a partisan witch hunt is what they're seeing. Right.
Yep, partisan witch hunt. Behind closed doors, and then just repeat. I mean, I heard Biden was on TV yesterday. Trump, he's violated the Constitution. Of course, they never say how Trump violated the Constitution. It sounds really good. And the thing is, if they had the hearings on this in public in the light of day, we could discuss that. And they don't want to, because they got nothing. That was Representative Doug Collins, and he was talking about. Look, they wanted to impeach him. They eagerly awaited the Mueller report. They thought it would contain something. They didn't. They've got to go forward with impeachment, and they need something that fits. So they got to have high crimes. They got to have bribery. So you got to make this into bribery somehow. The problem is it's not bribery. And so they cannot do a hearing on this in public. So we now have the whistleblower. The whistleblower is not going to appear in public, is going to answer questions that he feels he wants to answer, pick and choose. In other words, only the ones from the Democrats, in writing. And so based on the word of an anonymous source, I mean, this is a Dear Sir letter, basically. We're going to impeach the president. Texter writes on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 71307. Tara, let me get this straight. The whistleblower worked directly under James Clapper. Who is currently under investigation by who again? I'm sorry, what was it? Oh, yeah, the Trump administration. Trump administration's attorney general. He had professional ties with who again? Biden. Oh, that guy. The one involved with Ukraine. I mean, it's got money from all over the world. China, you know, Ukraine. Wherever Biden goes, the country sends money into personal accounts owned by his family. That guy. So, Tara, let me get this straight. Texter writes, the whistleblower worked directly under James Clapper. Yeah. He had professional ties with Biden in the White House. And new reports are indicated he likely traveled to Ukraine with Biden. Mm-hmm. And we're supposed to believe this is all ethical. Well, no, you're supposed to not know. This is the impeachment. This is just like the healthcare plan. We have to impeach the president to find out what he did. Well, what if he didn't do anything unethical, immoral, or illegal? Well, you've got to impeach him to find out. These are bizarre times. And Doug Collins does a really great job of summarizing this. He's a Republican Congress member from Georgia. Here you go.
Well, the first and foremost thing, if you're going to have an impeachment inquiry, let's do it by the light of day. Let's don't hide behind the doors of the basement of the Capitol Visitor Center in the intelligence community where you can hide, you can leak. As Adam Schiff is a prolific leaker, as aside being a prolific liar, he can leak out what he wants to have. Let's have this in the light of day. Let's put witnesses up there that not only have their point of view, but we'll also have witnesses who come. I mean, I think you can look at, when you want to go through forward, if you're looking at the Ukraine, then why not the Bidens? Why not Hunter Biden? Why not have the ambassador? ambassadors there. I might have others from the administration who they would, by the way, would have input into the process as well to say, here is some things that actually were going on that phone call as well.
Yeah. Why don't we have this out in public instead of having a secret impeachment where you just take the Democrats' word for it that Trump did some bad stuff, but they can't tell you what it was. By the way, here's the crazy, but they're not even arguing this is classified. Wait, normally they do. Well, we have to keep it classified. We just, yeah, because you had national security. They're not even bothering. No, you just can't have it. And Collins makes a great argument about that. We know what's in the transcript of the behind closed doors, double top secret interview of Kurt Volker, because the Federalist got a hold of the leaked transcript. The Democrats are refusing to release it. And that's because Volker, who is the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, says it didn't happen. There was no blackmail. There was no quid pro quo. And he released pages and pages and pages of his communication over weeks with Ukraine to show, look, this is unabridged. There's nothing here. We didn't talk about it. There wasn't anything. We didn't even discuss this. This is not going on. Ooh, that looks bad. So they just don't release it. They release a small handful of the texts that they can spin to make Trump look bad. And this is what Doug Collins is talking about. They won't release the Volker transcript. Well, Volker was the main guy in charge of dealing with and talking to Ukraine. Trump didn't talk to him anywhere near as much as Volker did. He's like, look, I handle them day to day. I'm the ambassador. I know what goes on. They come to me first. It didn't happen. And the Democrats are like, oh, God, yeah, we're going to have to keep that secret. So Collins is saying, yeah, y'all got to release the Volker transcript.
The other thing that we've got to remember is there was a transcribed interview last week of Mr. Volker that has not been released. Right. From every indication from those actually in the room, the reason the Democrats are not releasing that transcript is because it goes against the entire narrative that they want to paint, that there was this quid pro quo, that there was this pressure on the Ukrainian president. They don't want to put it out because they're ashamed of what they'd have to put out, because what you said, that drip, 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 the American people are only hearing the one-sided partisan attack mm-hmm. from Schiff and Pelosi, and that's what they don't want to have out.
So we'll have... This is like the Salem witch trials. No, wait, those were more public. We'll have the hearings behind closed doors, and if 75% of what we hear completely contradicts our impeachment narrative, which is a lie, we just won't release it. And we'll only give the American people the stuff that looks bad, because they don't need to know the rest of it. They're too stupid to know what to do anyway, these American people. And then it'll be, we have to pass the impeachment to find out what's in it. It's just... Texter writes, hey, Tara, I watched the Trump rally last night on TV, and he referred to our country as democracy several times. That kind of bothers me. Yeah, it makes me want to bang my head against the bloody spot on the wall. We are not a democracy. It doesn't matter if Trump says it, or Schumer says it, or Chris Matthews says it, or some boob on Fox News says it. It doesn't matter how many times you say it. We are a republic. Don't believe me? Pull up the text of the Constitution. Text search it for the word democracy. You come up with nothing. Text search it for the word republic and see what happens.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Texter writes, when and if they come up with the article of impeachment, they will be made public and voted on by the full... Well, no, not necessarily. It's whatever Nancy says. But assuming they follow any kind of precedent, which they have not yet, but maybe they'll start. When and if they come up with articles of impeachment, they will be made public and voted on by the full House. And then there will be a trial in the Senate and everyone can see the evidence. Again, not necessarily, no. That's the way we've done it before. But the Democrats are off the chain here. I mean, they obviously are afraid of any kind of cross-examination. So I'm not clear on that. I'm not clear that'll happen. And here's the other problem. These Democrats watching CNN, MSNBC, people who think that's real news, they think the president is already going through the impeachment process. He's not. that formal process has always been done by voting for an impeachment inquiry. And they're calling that this, but this is not that. It's a behind closed doors leak fest where we only leak the stuff that supports our case and we hide the rest from the public. So I think a lot of people watching this news think the impeachment process is already underway. And that's what's really dangerous. I think that's what they want. They want to create the confusion to think, well, yeah, Trump, yeah, he did. No, it's not. There may never be a vote. As with every day that goes by, I'm it's going to be shocking to see if there actually is one, because they'd have to list what, and I'm assuming they're going for bribery. They'd have to list what the bribery was. I mean, they'd actually have to articulate it. Texter writes, hey, Tara, at no time in our republic's history has a serving attorney general traveled abroad to personally spearhead the investigation into the illegal intelligence operations of the last president until now. What? Yeah, that's, I mean, that's curious. It's interesting that Barr's traveling all over the world. Texter writes, exactly why Nancy brought it out with the inquiry. She knows the media will impeach him and not Congress. Yeah, bingo. That's the problem. Texter writes, hey, Tara, thank goodness we're not a democracy or Hillary would be president. Yeah, that's the best proof. She got more votes than he did. If this was a democracy, she'd be president. Texter writes, we're three weeks into this impeachment hoax. Hunter Biden is at the center of it, and he hasn't been seen once. Where's Hunter? If this was Don or Eric, the harassment would be endless. What are the Bidens trying to hide? Well, I think we know what they're trying to hide. Texter writes, Democrats... Okay. Hey, Tara, do you think the Democrats will just keep changing the rules so that the Republicans can't subpoena people and then vote for impeachment? Yeah, now, I mean, since we've never seen rules like this written and there's no precedent for it, there's no telling what rules they'll write. But see, it doesn't matter if the media doesn't tell them, the people, what's going on. Texter writes, Democrats running a kangaroo court. Schiff is Captain Kangaroo. Pathetic. Texter writes, good morning, Tara. Watching all this happening reminds me of the show How to Get Away with Murder. My wife just started watching the show, and there is so much perjury, bribery, and blackmail that it's ridiculous. But watching this unfold in our own government makes me very worried about our republic. It should. I mean, we have literally just established a new operating rule that if you are a Democrat and you have announced you're running for office, and any evidence of crimes you might have committed comes up, it cannot be discussed, it cannot be prosecuted, and it cannot be examined, whether it was here or abroad. It can't be done. It's impossible. Or that's interference, and whoever accuses you or looks into you is going down. This does not apply to Republicans. I mean, these are really scary precedents we're setting right now. Texter writes, talking about Bill Barr, our attorney general, he is having to travel abroad because of our crooked FBI here. Yeah, that's the thing. Think about this for a minute. Barr's doing this personally. The texter said, you know, we've never seen this before. I know. Our intel agencies are so crooked that they cannot be trusted to do this kind of investigation. They'd subvert it. So you literally have Barr going and talking directly to intelligence agencies in other countries, including Italy. Going and talking directly to people that the FBI told us were Russian agents, who it turns out were working for the U.S. government, posing as Russian agents in sting operations against Trump because they didn't have any real Russian agents. So, it says a lot that Bill Barr literally has, think about this for a minute, nobody he can personally send to do this in our government. Think about that for a minute. I mean, who would you send? Would you send Rosenstein? Somebody like Rosenstein? Would you send someone from the FBI? How about the CIA? Oh, it's the heads of the FBI and the CIA that are under investigation. It's the heads of the FBI and the CIA who take the position that subpoenas into their activities on Russia, they just can ignore them. They just ignore it. Just blow it off. I mean, when you look at that, I was thinking about that the other day. God, Bill Barr has to go by himself. He's got to do it personally. And I know why. Do you remember when he said when Trump said Jeff Sessions went into the Department of Justice and failed to take it over? He never captured it. He never gained control of it. I doubt Bill Barr has serious actual control over the entirety of the Department of Justice. So for the two investigators to be going personally, I mean, that what that means is terrifying. And by the way, they're spying on everything Barr does. Barr is no different than Trump. He lives in a gilded cage. It looks like, you know, with Trump's case, I said this the other day, it looks like a White House, but it's not. It's a prison where everything he does, every word he says, everything is spied on by the deep state, probably illegally. Texter writes, Tara, this is terrifying. Not even sure there is an actual whistleblower. No, there is. In fact, they know who he is. They're not naming him because the Democrats are feeling very prosecutorial right now. They're not naming him. But two publications in the last 24 hours who are on our side have put up a picture of him. If you want to know who he is, you could figure it out. They put the picture up of him without naming him. Democrat. Worked personally with Joe Biden, traveled to Ukraine with Joe Biden. And I'm sorry, who is the very person here who's trying to avoid a criminal probe here? God, it's Joe Biden. And what agency is this whistleblower with again? Oh, the CIA and heads of the CIA are under investigation right now by the Trump Barr Department of Justice. That sounds straight up to you. That make any sense whatsoever? The people, the whistleblowers, have connections to the very people who are under investigation, and we're told we're just supposed to believe them with no cross-examination possible. That's unbelievable. Text writes, how do you know he's a Democrat if you don't know his name? Oh, we know because the Inspector General, Michael Atkinson, who does know his name, testified before Congress that he was a registered Democrat. That's how we know.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What a contrast. Yet the Trump Minnesota rally went down despite the Minnesota mayor's best efforts to keep that from happening. And the contrast couldn't have been starker. Trump embraced the police, invited them on stage, praised them, while liberal and Antifa thug protesters outside the rally attacked police, hurled bottles at them, chanted pigs, 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 and even attacked police horses when a police officer lost control of his horse. They also attacked Trump supporters, ripping the MAGA hats off about 40 people. They had about 40 MAGA hats, which they then turned into a bonfire, all while chanting pigs, 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 and abolish ICE. While from the stage inside, Trump praised officers. I mean, you could not get a starker view, folks, of the choice Americans will have to make. Unfortunately, they're not going to know what happened outside the rally because that wasn't worth reporting for most mainstream organizations.
Well, mayhem in Minneapolis. Democratic protesters harass police and burn MAGA hats outside of President Trump's rally.
I love you guys, whether you're cops, police officers, law enforcement, I'll call you whatever you want. It doesn't matter. You are so great, so respected. You don't even know how much our public loves you.
Abolish ICE! Abolish ICE! Abolish ICE!
By the way, that was expanded this week by the leader of the Democrat Party, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who now wants to not only abolish ICE, she wants to abolish prisons. Because they're part of the Jim Crow system. They've been around since Jim Crow. There were no prisons before that. Yeah, check your history. And they're too racist, and so we simply can't have them anymore. So they want to expand this whole sanctuary city. Let's let the rapist and child sex offenders go, which is going to let everybody go, whether they're illegal immigrants or not. You know, just to make it fair. Blaze correspondent Elijah Schaefer was outside, documenting all of this outside the Minnesota rally. Counted about 40 MAGA hats stolen off the heads of people attempting to attend the Trump rally. There were 20,000 inside and 25,000 outside. They then left the ashes of the Trump hats they'd stolen off people's heads as what they called a vigil against fascism, leaving F Trump signs on top of the pile. It's amazing police let them do this. Schaefer, the Blaze correspondent, tweeted, you can see all this on his Twitter feed, it's the video of it. They left the ashes as a vigil against fascism, leaving F Trump signs on top of the pile. This is tolerance, this is the left, he tweeted. He said protesters, then harassed police, threw things at police, called them pigs, chanted pigs at them, and then swarmed the area, destroying barricades and waving the flag, oh, you're going to love this, of communist China, which really shows you where they want to go. That's why they're angry. They can't have the communism they want, at least not now. After the rally concluded, Schaefer, the Blaze reporter, tweeted a warning that the area was no longer safe for Trump supporters. Quote, Trump supporters are literally fleeing the event after it ended as protesters are waiting around attacking attendees as they leave the arena. It's not safe in Minneapolis any longer for Trump supporters. Please stay away from the vicinity and do not come out with branded gear. Schaefer tweeted, it will make you a target. Can you imagine if anybody leaving a Democrat political rally, gathering, speech, whatever, maybe for one of the Democrat presidential candidates, was treated like this? Can you even imagine if there were Trump supporters outside one of those who got physical with a single Democrat, ripped a scarf off a neck, shoved him or pushed him around? Can you even imagine if they knocked over the barriers the police had put up between them and the Democrats leaving? Oh, it'd be nonstop. Weeks. They'd blame Trump. Would they not? We've seen it in the past. But it's not news because they deserved it, right? The Trump supporters probably deserve to get roughed up. We all know that. CNN will explain. Texter writes, Tara, I watched the rally on TV last night. I could not believe what was going on outside. It was really scary. It was like watching a bunch of animals from another country. Really scary stuff. They're trying to make it so nobody wants to attend any rallies because they're too scared. Yeah, I mean, it honestly, it's to the point where you definitely can't wear Trump gear into a rally. Because that's grounds for assault now. And apparently the police are not interfering in any way. Hey, Tara, Texter writes, the third whistleblower now claims the second whistleblower whistle is only a kazoo. This changes the whole narrative. What kind of, clearly. Texter writes, Minneapolis is a liberal cesspool. Garrison Keillor lives there. Oh, well, that's all the evidence you need.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.